Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The KDKA Morning News with Larry, Richard, and John Shumway.
There's not a day that goes by that I don't think about Dr. Mike. I mean that honestly. He comes up
in conversation a lot.
All over the holiday weekend, all we talked about on the deck was ticks. And joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Dr. Mike Hutchinson of Animal General, LaSalle Plaza Cranberry. Doc, good morning.
Good morning. You know, we have a little break from the ticks now because in the summertime, they go into that larval stage where we get a bit of a lull. So May and September are the peak months. And then, you know, the end of June, July, August, we get a bit of a break. So we have to enjoy this.
Yeah, well, this is a practice. Before we go into the questions that our listeners have sent in, again, do you know of any real remedy? Is there something you can spray in the lawn? Do they have a protocol for that that really handles the ticks?
They do, except we have to leave that to the professionals because I don't know the Department of Environmental Protection agency's regulations anymore. They've changed them so often that I can't give that advice, so I have to look to the licensed professionals that know what can be used and what kills the ticks and that could safely be sprayed on our lawns. And so some people do that, and they do it effectively. Some people that go to, you know, cabins out on lakes have the area sprayed as well where they put up their, where their cottages are. So it's probably not a bad idea if as long as you're using something safe for the environment.
Well, it's interesting because if you go into a store, a houseware store, there are products there that you can spray on the lawn, and it'll show you right on the front. It'll show you ticks. That it does something to ticks. Now, I had a lady who I interviewed for a story for KDK-TV who swore by a mixture of vinegar and water that you spray that on the lawn and no more ticks. Now,
I doubt that would work.
Yeah.
Personally, I hate to doubt.
Won't last.
That's the thing. As soon as it rains, diatomaceous earth is something you put along the foundation for some bugs, but I don't, you know, how do you put that all over your whole lawn?
Yeah, really.
And the key is we don't want to kill earthworms either because they're so good for the soil. And so we have to be careful what we're killing.
Absolutely.
If it's specifically ticks, that's great. So
well, Doc,
I would always ask a professional.
We have some fun questions, but we also have some serious. And let me start with one of the serious questions because this is something that's happening this time of year from John and Michelle in Irwin. Multiple bee stings on our dog on the face. Now, they were at a cottage and didn't have any vet hospital that was close enough to take them to. Luckily, looks like the dog's going to be okay, but he was very uncomfortable for a couple of days. Is there anything that we could have done to relieve the symptoms? And we had a human first aid kit, but didn't know if there was anything in there really we could use for the dog.
You know, that's a tough one. And you usually don't have access to technology, so you can't get on the internet and perhaps pose a question. I would always take a first aid kit for our pets, and I would always also have an emergency number for a local veterinary hospital. At least you can call and ask questions. Benadryl would have helped that dog. Maybe some baking soda paste, like our grandmas used to do, to take away a little bit of the pain. Just make a little paste with the water and put it over it. Sometimes it takes away the sting. Cool water if you have nothing else. And if your vet would recommend it, I would even, with a caution, recommend some aspirin. And that would be something just for the discomfort, you know, for the next 24 to 48 hours. But that's something that should come with a veterinary recommendation because you don't want to give that on an empty stomach. Some problems can occur, and knowing the history of that dog would be much better. But that's a scary thing. And yes, they can have anaphylactic reactions just like people can, and that would be critical. But I'm glad to hear that dog's okay.
We're with Dr. Mike Hutchinson of Animal General. Tessie and Sam in Wexford want to know, Dr. Mike, our cat is exclusively indoors only. Our vet said that we have to get a rabies vaccine according to Pennsylvania state law. Why does the state make a law like that when the animal is not out in the wild?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And it is a Pennsylvania state law for all domestic cats and dogs. And the reason is for human protection. The Harrisburg just received four indoor bats, bats that were found indoors, that the people turned in. Three of them had rabies. So, you know, bats can get in our house. And so there is that possibility, no matter how remote it is, that your cat, indoor cat, could get exposed to rabies. But this is all for human protection. We don't want our pets to contract rabies without us knowing it. And who's likely to get into the bat, you and me or the cat?
Yeah, good point. All right, so let's turn to Jill's question from Bentleyville. Much anticipated question for you. Do snakes have sexes? And if so, how can you tell a male snake from a female? I'm just curious.
My mother would have never wanted to know this answer. So, well, yes, they do have sexes.
Do they?
And if you, they have, their rectum is called the cloaca. It's a small slit opening near the tail, maybe up about a foot or 2 feet from the end of the tail. And between that opening and the tail, if you gently feel on that bottom side, the same side as the slit, you may feel two small bumps. And if you do, that's those are the hemipenises that male snakes have. And we could then say it's a male. I actually recommend professionals do that. I leave that to the professionals. And also, there are some measuring probes that we can use, but I would never recommend an owner do that. I would always recommend that for professionals because you can hurt them.
So the male and the female snake have to get together to have baby snakes?
Yes, that's true.
What was that? So, what was that double thing called?
Yeah, I knew you were going to ask that. The hemi penis.
Hemi. Is that like a hemi in a Dodge truck?
Unfortunately,
why did I have to say that again?
It's got more power to it.
That's all we have time for. If you want more information on the sex of snakes, please go to Dr. Mike's website at animalgeneral.net and your new podcast, right?
Yes, DrMikeHutchinson.com, and DrMike. You can get the information.
You're not going to let him tell us how snakes do it?
I'm sorry, we're out of time, and I'm sure Dr. Mike's glad we're out of time.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Thanks for probing.
You're welcome. I just did an hour on stem cells. If people are interested, you can get all the information on how to download on that website.
Very good. Doc, you have a great day.
You too. Thank you, guys.
And go to KDK.com for a link to AnimalGeneral.net on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. That's good, John.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.